Organizers of the Million Man March are hoping that 1 million African American men will gather Monday in Washington, D.C. for a day of atonement and renewed commitment to accepting greater responsibility in their families and communities. Commentator Gerald Early has these thoughts on the march and the controversy surrounding it.
Although the upcoming Million Man March on Washington is strongly supported by most factions in the black community, there are notable pockets of dissent. Several black Baptist organizations don't like Louis Farrakhan, one of the march's organizers, and deplore the involvement of the Nation of Islam. In the black community, religious differences run deep and true. Others think the march is just an attempt by Farrakhan to validate himself as a mainstream black leader by organizing an event that will draw more people than Martin Luther King's 1963 March on Washington, the symbolic high point of the civil rights movement and of the King vision of an integrated America. This new march will provide a post-King vision of a permanently segregated America that many fear will ultimately lead to an entire repudiation of King's principles. Integrationists think it is wrong to have a racially segregated march, feeling that all who are interested in the plight of the black community should be permitted to take part. Some black feminists dislike the male-only aspect of the march, feeling, too, that the problems of the black community are not just a province of black men. Also, black feminists fear that the all-male march aims to reestablish a romanticized ideal of patriarchy, of black men in control. In effect, they feel the march would be implying that the major problem of the black community is too many women leading in the home and outside of it. The rise of black women as writers and intellectuals since the 1970s has, in part, exacerbated an intense gender conflict in the black community. Despite these voices of noncompliance, the Million Man March will probably be a success. The white reaction to the O.J. Simpson verdict almost assures this, as blacks now, more than ever, feel beleaguered in what they see as an aggressively racist society. Paranoia is nearly a form of hysteria in some parts of the black community, and this paranoia is not entirely unjustified. But even without this verdict, chances for success are high. Middle-class blacks like the idea of the march because race unity is extremely important for their status and authority, either as professionals or as entrepreneurs in the black community. Working-class blacks like the idea of militantly expressed sentiments and symbolic action with strongly nationalistic overtones. This gives them a sense of importance and power. Designating October 16th as an African-American Day of Atonement permits blacks to think of their political and social experience in quasi-religious terms, which we, like all Americans, love to do. All blacks are deeply concerned about violence and drugs in the black community, the imperiled black family, and a husbandless and fatherless black America. As the leaders of the march seemingly seek no concessions from the white power establishment, they entertain a more conservative approach to black problems, wishing to renew and build from within, with strong families, strong religious and moral convictions, and self-help efforts. This conservatism, always present among black folk, now finds new favor. I feel deeply that blacks must deal with the cultural pathologies that afflict them, more damaging than the cultural pathologies that afflict others, because our community historically has been fragile, our ties more shaped by oppression than tradition. If the good and valuable aspects of African American culture are worth saving, their measure of worth will be our sheer sacrifice for them. One good aspect of the Million Man March is its attempt to reinvent the black community, frustrated by the burden of integration, and to give black men a sense of political commitment and a new public image.
Gerald Early teaches English and directs the African and Afro-American Studies Department at Washington University in St. Louis. He's the author of The Culture of Bruising. We'll talk more about the Million Man March tomorrow on Fresh Air.